From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are turning negative at last check. Dow is down 44 points at 11,082. NASDAQ off 12 at 2,491. This after 3M lowered its sales outlook for the year. That, plus a drop in the industrial sector, tempered an upswing in the market earlier when the government announced an unexpected drop in first-time unemployment claims. NPR's Giles Snyder reports they've hit a three-month low.
Fewer people applied for unemployment benefits last week. The government says new claims dropped by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 434,000. That's the second straight week of declines, and the Labor Department says new claims have not been this low since the week ended July 10th. The four-week moving average of new jobless claims is considered to be a better barometer of trends in the labor market. That measure fell by 5,500, but remains above 450,000. Analysts say claims will have to keep moving lower to signal job growth. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
In the latest sign that the foreclosure crisis is getting worse, the listing firm Realty Track said today that the majority of large metropolitan areas saw a sharp rise in foreclosure activities over the summer. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says no place is spared.
Foreclosures are a problem coast to coast. I mean, they've been a really very serious problem in certain places like Florida and Arizona, Nevada, parts of California, Midwest. But really, the whole country has been engulfed in this foreclosure crisis.
States such as Florida, California, Nevada, where home values were the highest during the housing boom, are now seeing the greatest number of foreclosures. More bodies are being recovered from the waters off the coast of Sumatra, where a powerful earthquake caused a tsunami on Monday. The death toll has risen to 343. That number is expected to rise because hundreds more people are still unaccounted for. While Indonesians grieve the loss of families and friends on Sumatra, a mass burial is being held elsewhere on the archipelago for 33 victims of Tuesday's volcanic eruption. From Jakarta, Julia Simon reports on the uncertainty confronting thousands of evacuees.
With the latest eruption, people here are realizing that it could be some time before they return to their homes and lives, and they continue to worry. The first volcanic eruption came earlier this week, and now tens of thousands are displaced and living in government camps. The camps are not far from the holy Buddhist temple, Borobudur, in Java. Some evacuees ate instant noodles for dinner tonight, but others await donations of water and food. The evacuees will spend the night in communal tents and schools. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.
Here's what's happening from Wall Street now. Dow's down nearly 60 at 11,067. NASDAQ down 13 at 2,491. This is NPR News. Latin American leaders and thousands of Argentines are paying tribute to the late former president Néstor Kirchner, who died yesterday of an apparent heart attack. He was 60 years old. Kirchner's body lies in state in the presidential palace. His widow, Argentina President Cristina Fernandez, was with Kirchner when he passed away. Myanmar's top military ruler will not run in the country's first elections in two decades next month. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok that foreign governments are divided over whether the election offers hope for progress or is just a sham.
General Tan Shui's name had been conspicuously absent from a list of candidates for the November 7th elections. Diplomats at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit in Hanoi confirmed for the first time that the general's name would not be on any ballot. Myanmar joined ASEAN in 1997. Many analysts expect Tan Shui to wield power after the election in some other capacity, for example, as president, an unelected position. Philippine and Indonesian diplomats at the summit have condemned Myanmar's election as a farce. Other governments, such as Thailand's, have expressed optimism that while less than democratic, the elections could create more space for Burmese opposition parties. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Halloween lanterns, recently picked up at Dollar Tree stores, may turn out to be scarier than they look. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling more than 680,000 of the battery-operated lanterns because they might overheat and catch fire. Consumers are advised to go back to the store where they purchased the recalled items for a full refund. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.